A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Daf Zayin, Nedarim 7a, pagination is 13, starting from the last of the small lines, Bo'i Ravina. Ravina asked the following question. We're dealing with the topic of Yados, which means that we understand what the person meant, but he didn't fully articulate it. And we have a principle that often we will say that yados qualify as if the statement itself was made, and that's how we would say by nedarim, by vows. We then launched into the next question, which is yadayim she'enon mochichos, that we didn't hear clearly the statement that would make the impact that we're considering. And we didn't even hear a statement that inferred clearly, because we still have doubt as to what the person meant. And what do you do by yadayim she'enon mochichos when the inference is not even entirely compelling? So the question that the Gemara in this section addresses is yesh yad lebeis hakisei o lo. What about a bathroom, the house of the seat, literally? What about a bathroom? Do we say yadayim she'inan mochichos haven yadayim or not? Asks the Gemara hechidomi. What's your case? What is it that the person said that would have an impact regarding a beis hakisei? And we have here an idea called hazmona, designation, that once a room is designated as a beis hakisei, as a bathroom, it might be restricted to say Shema or study Torah in that room. The particular place where this is applicable, in other words, that it's only hazmona, it's only been designated, but not actually been used, because once it's used, it has a whole different status that indeed it'll be restricted. But when it's only hazmona, when it's only designation, for example, during construction, so they may have designated a room that it's going to become a beis hakisei. Right now, someone is tiling it. Right now, someone might even be putting on the sheetrock. Right now, someone might be even doing the piping. Steps very early in the process. Is it restricted for that worker to be playing, for example, recordings of Torah or actually studying Torah in that room that does not yet have clear visual appearance of being a bathroom? Is the status of hazmona, designation, sufficient to impose that restriction? Ilema da amar hadein beisa lihava beisa kisei. If a person said, let this room be a beisa kisei, I'm designating it. Be interesting to know if the blueprints declare that it's going to be a restroom, for example. But if the person said it clearly, vehadein nami, and then he would say, and this one also. So, hahu beis hakisei nami have. That's clear to us, the Gemara says, that would be considered a definitive hazmona, and we're working with the assumption that hazmona is true designation, and it would be restricted. Keep in mind that in our time, there's always a little bit of a backup question as to whether our bathrooms have the status of beis hakisei at all, because the nature of them is to be very clean. The nature of them is that immediately after use, everything is flushed and cleaned out. And sometimes the bathroom is considered, at least according to real estate agents, one of the most beautiful rooms. People look at kitchens, people look at dining rooms, people look at bathrooms. And you could have a marble bathroom and it's kept clean, which is what we're looking at halachically, if it's kept clean. And it could be argued, and this is discussed in the poskim, whether that room has the status of a beis hakisei at all. But assuming that it does, which is the working assumption of many poskim, has it been designated? So let's say they had a men's room that was designated, and this area is going to become a beis hakisei, and then according to this working assumption that our beis hakisei is a beis hakisei, so then it's restricted to study Torah in that room, even though it does not yet have, it has not yet reached the point of being used. And then a person points across the hall and said, and that one also, let that one be the women's room. So then that's going to be a beis hakisei, the Gemara maintains, and that's not a case of yayim she'enon mochichos. There's nothing that we're not sure about. That's very clear to us. Ella, rather, if you want to delve into the question of yadayim she'enon mochichos, that it's not totally clear what you meant, kigon de omar vihadein. If the person only said, and that one. Velo omar nami. He didn't say the words also. And therefore we wonder, Mahadein de Omar. What does it mean when he says the word Hadein? Vehadein nami beis hakisei. Did he mean this one also should be a beis hakisei? And it's considered the equivalent of designation, even though he didn't quite finish the sentence. It's understood. O Dilma, my vehadein. What did he mean when he said Hadein letashmisha ba'alma ka'amar? This other room should be for whatever use it will be. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siman Pei Gimel, Sifkatan Yud, Shema Ritzono Haya Lesayim, maybe his intent was to finish off the sentence, Debayeze Yihye letashmisha ba'alma, that this room should be for whatever use it will be. It'll be a playroom. And he didn't finish. He only said, Vehadein, and this room, dot, dot, dot. So can we come to the conclusion that he meant Vahadein, this room also should be a beis hakisei, or not? So the Gemara pauses here, like stops the questioning midway, and says, Mechlal de pshita le Ravina de yesh zimen le beis hakisei. Are you telling me that Ravina understood as a given that you could designate a room as a beis hakisei, and it will get that designation to restrict it in reciting Shema, for example, in that room, even though it's never been used? Because his entire question seems to indicate that he agreed that there is Zimun. He's only wondering about Yadayim She'enan Mochichos. Can I extend that designation to the next room if I didn't quite say clearly what I meant? This was a question to Ravina. We have recorded his mina leveis hakisei mahu. If a person designated a room as a beis hakisei, is it already restricted? As the poskim explain, to recite Kriya Shema, Tefillah, Talmud Torah in a place which has been designated as a beis hakisei is a lack of kavod, a lack of dignity to these holy words and observances. And Ravina had it as a question, if I only designated the room, is that already this level of disrespect? Zimun Moel? Oh, ain't Zimun Moel. Does designation work or doesn't designation work? And the Gemara explains, Ravina chada migo chada kamiboile, you're right. One question hinges on the other, but he had both of them as questions. Zimun mo'il o ein zimun mo'il. Does designation work or doesn't designation work as a fundamental question? Im timtzaloma yesh zimun, and if you agree that there is such a thing, that through my words I could designate something as a beis hakisei, yesh yad o ein yad tiboilei, what level of clarity is required on the second room, for example, if he only said hadein and he didn't say hadein nami with the word also, would it get extended to the other room? In Shulchan Aruch Siman Pei Gimel, Seifim Beis and Gimel, we find these questions addressed. Hizmino lebeis hakisei ve'adayin lo nishtamish bo. If a room was designated as a beis hakisei and it was not yet used, and I gave the example, they designated it as a beis hakisei very clearly, but right now it has not yet been used. The person working there wants to know, is he allowed, for example, to recite Shema, Daven Mincha, in this room? Right now, it's just got sheetrock. It's just got holes where the plumbing will be brought in. At this point, is he allowed or not? And the ruling is Lo Bisocho. You're not allowed to say Shema inside that room that was designated. However, Omar Bayeze Yehileve Sakise Va Omar Bayezache Vigamze Dinam Shove. If he said about a room that it should be a Beis HaKisei, and he said about the next room, this one also, then it acquires the same room as the first one. Vim Omar Alasheni Ubayeze. But he didn't say the word Vigam. He didn't say the word, as our Gemara refers to it, as Nami, translated as also. He did not say that word also. Harei Hasheni Sofik. Then the second room is in doubt whether it was designated or not. Ulefikach, therefore, in Korin Bo Lechatchila, you would not read Shema in that room Lechatchila. If you asked us for a ruling, we would tell you you're not allowed. Vim Kara Bo Yotza, but if he did read, then he would have been Yotze. The exact case that this would be, I'm not sure exactly what the case might be, but I guess if a person was doing alterations and he pointed to what could just as well become a playroom, and he points to it and says, and this one, and he didn't finish off and say, also should be a Beis HaKisei. He just said, and this one, so then that room has not yet been designated as a Beis HaKisei, and we would have a question as to what he meant, which leaves us with this suffix, Lechatchila, it would not be used as a place to read Shema, but if a person did already, it would be acceptable. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.